Telling the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling is a live call-in radio program providing doctrinal dialogue, cultural commentary, and insightful interviews with some of today's foremost Christian authors and leaders. Knowing the Truth is the outreach ministry of the Mountain Bridge Bible Fellowship, located on Highway 25 in Travelers Rest. The goal of the church and the radio program is to seek the glory of God in the salvation of sinners and the sanctification of the saints by the ministry of the Word. For more information, go to www.knowingthetruth.org. Here with today's edition of Knowing the Truth is Pastor Kevin Bowling.
Hey, welcome into this edition of the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin Bowling. So glad that you joined us for a brand new week of broadcasting here on the Knowing the Truth radio program. We've got an interesting week in store for you of different broadcasts, and I'm so glad that you joined us not only for this one, but let me give you a little bit of a sneak peek of what's coming up. On the program today, we're going to speak with Alan Avera. He is with an organization called Christianity Explored. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about that in just a couple moments. We're going to talk with him for the first half of the program today. Second half of the program, I'm going to talk about the subject of just war and put it in the context of just war or jumping the gun. And, of course, what we're referring to is the predicament we find ourselves in, I guess I could put it that way, with the situation concerning Syria. The president is scheduled to speak tonight on this issue. He's already been on a number of talk shows over the weekend and so forth talking about this issue. A lot of elements there to cover, but I want to look at the biblical doctrine or the doctrine that has come out of church history, started with Augustine way back when, was also spoken about by Calvin and Luther and so forth. But we're talking about the just war doctrine or the just war ethic, if you will, Christian ethic. And so that's what we're going to talk about in the second half of the program today. Tomorrow, James Devine is going to join us from World Magazine. And then Thursday, we're going to be at a Keith Green. I wish. We're going to be at a Keith Getty event. I had the first part right. Keith is going to be there. Keith Getty is going to be at a minister's luncheon at First Baptist Church of Spartanburg, and we're going to be over there having lunch with him. He's going to be speaking with us about music ministry and speaking about how to write hymns and you know, how important worship and music is in the worship of the church and so forth. So I might have an opportunity to speak with him a little bit on Thursday. We're still confirming what we're going to do actually on Thursday's broadcast, but it may involve an actual live interview with Keith Getty as well. We'll see. I'm going to give you more information about that luncheon, by the way, the second half of the program, down towards the bottom of the program. I'll tell you about that because today is the last day to register for that event, and it's absolutely free for pastors, music ministers, and so forth. You can come and have lunch with us. Let's start with Alan here today, Alan Avera, and Alan is with Christianity Explored. Alan, thank you so much for coming into the studio today to talk with us a little bit about this important ministry.
Thanks for the invitation.
Hey, I'll do the manipulation of the words around here. I wanted to ask you, Alan, if you would, we got a chance to meet, I think, at the PCA event that was here in town, bumped into each other elsewhere, I think, at some other events. But I wanted you to tell the listening audience about what you're involved in with Christianity Explored. We probably better start with maybe the founding of it and, you know, how it started over in the UK and so forth. We'll lay a little bit of groundwork there and then talk about what you're doing specifically here in the U.S. with this particular ministry.
Right. Well, Christianity Explored is an evangelism and discipleship ministry that developed in the late 1990s out of All Souls Church in London, England. It developed under the tutelage of the late Dr. John Stott. It was developed by Rico Tice and others Rico was the minister of evangelism at All Souls. In fact, he's still the minister of evangelism at All Souls. Mm. And he was looking for a way to reach the people in the increasingly secular environment of London and over time develop what is now Christianity Explored. Since the United States is becoming more and more like the secular environment of London, this is a very good tool that has stood the test of reaching the kind of people that we're increasingly seeing in the U.S., the post-Christian kind of person.
I don't know if people understand just how secular the U.K. has become, but, you know, we think about Spurgeon's great work there at the Metropolitan Tabernacle and just the, you know, the tremendous ministry he had. But really there is very, very little, if any, a very small remnant of it, I should say. There is some, but a small remnant of that in England. Other than that, you really, very few people go to church, and a number of their large churches have closed up and so forth,
Right, that's correct. In fact, another one of the founders of Christianity Explored is a man named Barry Cooper, who's actually involved. He's not the church planter, but he's involved with a church plant in the London area that the primary, I guess, people group in the area is Muslim.
So they've got a ministry there preaching the gospel, sharing the gospel with Muslims as well.
Right. I mean, at least one of the
at least one.
Founders of Christianity Explored is an environment that has a very large Muslim presence. That's what London is looking more and more like, is a very diverse population.
So it started over there in the U.K., Rico Tice and John Stott and so forth. And now you're here in the United States, and you're you're heading up the ministry here in the U.S., right?
Yeah, that's correct. Over the last 10 years, the ministry has expanded into the U.S. primarily by word of mouth. I think it came first by people that had been in London or had visited London, visited All Souls, found out about Christianity Explored, and said this would be great to introduce to our churches here in the United States. So that's the way it spread so far, is primarily by word of mouth, but now seeking to be more intentional about making this something that's known in the U.S. and supporting those who are using this evangelistic tool.
I wanted to ask you then, we've been talking about the fact that you've been doing this, and I think since 2009 is when you started here officially in the U.S., is that correct?
Well, actually, when I started was 2 months ago, so I'm very new. They did in 2009 develop a separate nonprofit organization here in the U.S.
Okay.
And then that nonprofit board decided that really to have more of an impact, there needed to be a small staff here in the U.S.
Okay. So with you just starting here just in the last couple of months, what's the reception been thus far?
Well, the reception is good. One thing that we're trying to do is identify the churches that have been using Christianity Explored here for a long time. And we wanted to, we've already got people who are advocating for it, and we want to develop a more formal advocate network where we've got multiple advocates in all 50 states.
Well, let's talk about Christianity Explored itself then. What is it exactly? Is it a DVD-based program? Is it a book-based program? Explain it to us.
Well, Christianity Explored, Kevin, is very flexible. There is a well-done DVD. The DVD segments are about 15 minutes plus or minus. And the way that it's set up is to have a period of discussion beforehand. We call that exploration, where people can ask questions and where they can also look at a scripture passage that will lead them into what the segment for that week is. And then there's a 15-minute segment, and then there's a follow-up discussion where you get people to interact with what they've just seen and heard. Now, that teaching segment can be done either using the DVD, or we provide essentially the outlines, a fairly detailed script that people can use but fill in their own illustrations, and they can deliver it live. People are using it everywhere from one-on-one in living rooms or Starbucks to small groups out in the community to large groups meeting in churches. It can be either very small, very large, can be done live or be done via DVD. One thing churches are finding, the advantage of doing it via DVD, I think especially here in the South where people are very polite, they're not as likely to engage honestly with a speaker who's just presented something as they will with a DVD. And people are finding that if we show the DVD, people are willing to tell you what they really think about that segment that they just heard, and you can interact with it honestly.
Let me remind our listening audience, we're speaking with Alan Avera, who is the executive director of Christianity Explored. There's a couple of websites associated with this ministry. We're going to be talking about a couple of those in just a moment, but let me give them to you so that you can find out more. The website is www.christianityexplored.org, and at that site, it's a great site to point people to where the gospel is presented to them, ChristianityExplored.org. Christianity Explored is all one word. There's a second website if you want to find out more about the ministry and about how you can get the materials and be a part of putting this on at your church or starting a small group. You know, all the resources related to that can be found at www.ceministries.org. Again, that's all one word, ceministries.org, and you can go out there in order to find out more. If you got a question or a comment for Alan today, while we're on the air for the first half of the program, you can certainly call in or you can shoot me an email. You can reach us here in the studio toll-free nationwide. That number is 1-888-660-WLFJ. That's 1-888-660-9535. We are streaming live on sermonaudio.com as well. And so there I think you can see my email address. You can click on that. And also, let me give you the email address in case you're not able to call. The email address is very simply kttradio@gmail.org. I'm sorry, .com. Carrie, every time. It's kttradio@gmail.com. And you could just shoot me a quick email. I've got my email up and running here. And so I'll go ahead and watch that throughout the program if you've got a question. Alan, tell us then, I mentioned these two different websites. Did I state it correctly? Is one basically for people to go to for the gospel presentation? What are some of the things that people are going to find at the CE Ministry one? I gave a blanket statement there about resources and so forth, but you tell me a little bit more about it.
But the CE Ministries, that's a site for churches or individuals or ministries that want to run the Christianity Explored course. They can go find out more about the course, the outline of the course. It's a place you can even find a link to order the course. You can find a link to where the course is being run all over the world. You can find a course near you. There's also a place to download free material to use in running the course. You can find a little more about our ministry, about the history, about who's involved, and all the different resources we provide, as well as some endorsements, who has used this and is advocating for it.
I saw that on, I think it was, may have been on the newsletter I was reading online, but I saw a number of folks on there that had endorsed the program. I'm trying to remember, was it Sinclair Ferguson? And
Sinclair Ferguson has actually used Christianity Explored in two different churches that he's pastored. He used it first in Glasgow, and then he used it at First Press Columbia. In fact, I was just before coming over here talking with one of the people that was involved in running it at First Presbyterian Columbia, and we're thinking it's probably been running there for 6 or 7 years.
When I saw Christianity Explored the first time, I showed it to a small group. This has probably been now about 3 or 4 years ago. And my take on it was that the gospel is presented in extremely simplistic terms. I don't mean that in a negative way. I just mean that, you know, a lot of the lingo and the verbiage that we typically throw around in Christianity without a lot of times without explaining it. He did a very good job in the DVD of explaining the gospel without using that type of terminology. Is that one of the benefits of this, or is that purposely by design that is being done?
The way I would like to put it, Kevin, is that Christianity Explored is based on using the gospel according to Mark as your evangelistic track.
Okay.
And it's designed to let the gospel tell the gospel. Mm. And the idea, particularly Mark, is the shortest gospel. It's very action-oriented.
Mm.
So by using Mark, the goal is to let Jesus literally walk off the page in the people's lives.
Mm.
So we don't use any special lingo, just what's there in the gospel according to Mark.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Gordon, you mentioned about Mark being the gospel of action, talking about Christ as the servant of Jehovah. I think 16 chapters, if I remember right, I think 13 or 14 of those begin with the word and.
Yeah.
And so it's a constant, immediately, anon, and, forthwith. You know, those types of terms are you almost run out of breath if you were to try to read from beginning to end. You know, it's like one run-on sentence all the way through. There's a lot of action that is there.
Yes.
So very interesting that that is the book then that is selected in order to reveal Christ in an evangelistic way, that you guys are using it that way. What other elements of Christianity Explored should we be aware of? I noticed that you had, and if you want to go here, that's fine, but Christianity Explored, but then you had Discipleship Explored. Explain the difference between those two.
Well, let me just, if I can, say one other thing about Christianity Explored. It is 7 sessions long, and it's also got an optional mini-retreat or day away that comes between weeks 6 and 7. But the outline is very simple. We believe that the Gospel of Mark can be outlined by 3 words: identity, mission, and call. The identity, who is Jesus? His mission, why did he come? And his call, what does he call us to do in response? And so the 7 sessions of Christianity Explored fit into the first 2 sessions are about identity. Then we go into mission. And then the last 2 are about call. And the day away is specifically about call.
Mm.
And every passage of Mark, you can go through, and it talks about one of those 3 things: the identity, mission, or call of Jesus.
Mm.
Now, as a follow-up to Christianity Explored, we've got Discipleship Explored. And on Discipleship Explored, the Book of Philippians is the focus, and that's an 8-week journey through the Book of Philippians to help Christians grow in Christ. The subtitle is Following Christ, What's It All About? We're also in the process of developing a new course that hopefully will be out in 2015. And that one, the working title right now is Bible Explored.
Mm.
And what Bible Explored is going to do is really trace the doctrine of God evangelistically through Scripture.
Mm.
So it's not going to be like your typical theology of God. It's going to be who God is, but looking at it evangelistically, just like the Christianity Explored.
I don't want to put you on the spot on any of this, so if you don't want to go into a little bit more depth here, but just from a theological standpoint, I just thought we'd drill down a little bit deeper. A lot of people talk about a presuppositional approach to evangelism, where you, God is, and we start from the fact that God is and then go forward. Other people use what's referred to, I think, as an evident approach, you know, basically saying, let me prove to you that there is a God and so forth, and then we can move on from there. Is there either or here in this approach, or are you familiar with what I'm talking about with those 2 items? Okay.
The first session of Christianity Explored starts with Mark chapter 1, and it's talking about what is Christianity about. It's the good news about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And we talk a little bit there, first of all, about, you know, is there a God? And there's evidence presented.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the argument.
General revelation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, basically, just looking at God's creation, and the creation screams that there's got to be a creator.
Mm-hmm.
But then after establishing that, then it's assuming that Mark is reliable and presenting Jesus according to the way he's presented in the gospel according to Mark.
Excellent. As we said there, you know, it's plain. The book of Romans tells us, you know, everyone really knows that there is a God. It's clear to everyone.
Yes.
It's just that people are suppressing the
right.
truth and holding it down. So we don't need to spend a lot of time trying to prove it to people. It's like, open your eyes and look around. It's clear that there is a God. Look at all the stuff that we can see here so clearly in general or revelation. Of course, we need special revelation of the Word of God then in order for people's hearts to understand something about redemption and to be told about Jesus Christ,
right.
as you were just saying, in order for them to come
right.
to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ after the regenerating work of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Let me ask you about, you mentioned to us just beforehand that there's actually a class starting here locally. Is it okay to mention that?
Yes. Tonight.
Tonight.
At the Kane Halter YMCA on Cleveland Street at 6 p.m. From 6 p.m. to about 7:15, we will be running Christianity Explored. That's being sponsored by the Y. You can register at the Cleveland Street YMCA. There's a nominal $5 charge for the whole course, which helps provide materials and light refreshments.
Excellent. That's open to the public.
It's open to the public. Just need to register at the Kane Halter YMCA.
Will this then be that seven-week course that you were talking about?
It will be. It starts tonight and will run for seven Tuesday nights.
Will it include the getaway thing that you were talking about?
I think what we'll do with that is make it optional. So we'll get a couple of weeks in and see how people are interacting with the material and say, okay, if you would like to do that, there is this optional day away that we can do between weeks 6 and 7.
What typically would a day away be like? What are we talking about? I mean, do you go on a hike or do you... you know, have a picnic or, you know, what is the day away?
Well, the day away can be done in a variety of ways. It can be done out in nature. It can be done in somebody's house. You can rent a house up in the mountains or whatever. But the idea is to have a little more concentrated time to think about the call of Jesus, but also to have some... Christianity Explored is designed to present the gospel in a highly relational environment and encourage people to interact, but also to ask their questions. So having this day away provides more opportunity for this relationship to take place. But we're also going to be presenting three talks during the day away, and it's going to focus on the parable of the sower and different kinds of soil. It's going to focus on the mistaken response of James and John and compare that to what Jesus is calling us to do. And it's going to talk about the impact of our choices and looking how Herod got trapped in his choices and beheading John. So those are the things that we look at in the day away.
All from the book of Mark.
All from the book of Mark.
Mark chapter 4, I think, the sowing the sowed and, sowing the seed. And then I think you're referring to the sons of Bonegius, you know, the calling. Down thunder, fire upon the people for not receiving the word of God. Christ told them, hey, you don't know what spirit you're of, you know, that type of thing. So let me give you the final word in this segment then. Is there any element that we've left out or any final word that you want to let people know about Christianity Explored and the other resources that are available?
Well, just let you know that Christianity Explored is designed for adults, but we do have a middle school version called CY, and then there's a high school version called Soul that was originally developed for high school students. But one thing that we're finding is that Soul works very well with college students and people in their 20s as well. It's exact same outline as Christianity Explored. It's a different speaker, and the illustrations and everything are aimed younger. But just like Christianity Explored, both CY for middle school and Soul for high school and young adults uses the gospel to present the gospel.
Amen. I love that saying right there, uses the gospel to present the gospel. That's excellent. Well, Alan, thank you so much for telling us about this. If people want to find out more, I'm going to point them to these websites here in just a second. But can the people locally here get in touch with you, or maybe some pastors get in touch with you to find out, you know, how they can implement something like this in their church?
Absolutely. I can give you a phone number.
That'd be great.
Okay. It's area code 864 864-630-9110.
And just repeat it one more time.
Okay, 864-630-9110.
Excellent. Well, I hope, Alan, and that number of people will give you a call and find out. And by the way, we'll use Alan's number there, too, if you don't agree with my next segment about just war. All your comments, give Alan a call. He'll straighten out the whole thing. No, thank you so much for being on the program today. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Alan Avera. He is the executive director of Christian Explored USA. The two websites that we talked about that are related to the ministry are www.christianityexplored.org. That's www.christianityexplored.org. You can go out there to find out some information about the organization, but mostly that site is designed for the gospel presentation itself, and you can go there, watch little clips and so forth, and you get a good idea of what Christianity Explored is all about. The other site is www.ceministries.org. That's ceministries.org, and that's the one where you can find out about resources so that you could start a program like this yourself or for your church to start a program and so forth. There's a lot of information out at that site, and you can find out a whole lot more about this this organization. With that, let me go ahead. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back from the break, I'm going to tell you a little bit, first of all, about the upcoming opportunity. We have a free lunch Thursday. Free lunch on Thursday with Keith Getty. And if you're a music minister, a pastor, and you want to come and talk about or hear Keith talk about the idea of worship specifically as it relates to music, we'll be doing that at First Baptist Church of Spartanburg on Thursday, and it's absolutely free. I'll give you the website for that when we come back from the break. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss it.
You're listening to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. For more information about today's program, the radio ministry, and the resources we offer, go to www.knowingthetruth.org.